The late 19th century also witnessed a variety of scientific investigations into sexual pathology. These investigations began on the continent in the 1860s, when German writer Karl Heinrich Ulrich began to describe different types of homosexuality as a way of arguing for its social acceptance. He identified three major categories: lesbians, homosexual men, and bisexuals. His ideas focused on the notion of the homosexual as a particular type of person that had characteristics which were determined by their physiology, desire, or psychology. In 1886, Kraft von Ebbing, a professor of psychiatry at the University of Vienna, published his seminal Psychopathia Sexualis. His work is pertinent as it transformed the approach to the perceived problem of sexual deviation from stringent legal containment and great social taboo to one of genuine and sympathetic medical concern. Early attempts to cure homosexuality initially used hypnotic suggestion theory, and in 1888, Kraft-Ebbing began treating homosexuals using this approach. In addition, his patients were also encouraged to visit local brothels in order to bolster these therapeutic suggestions.